I guess I'll be substituting for Mike Kazi today with sports. Yesterday, the Yankees split a doubleheader with Philadelphia, losing the first game 11-7, winning the nightcap 3-1. Yankees now lead their division, a four-game lead over Baltimore, and a four-game lead over Toronto, a four-and-a-half-game lead over Tampa Bay, and a five-and-a-half-game lead over Boston. The Mets, they had to come up with a couple of wins, and they did. They won yesterday again. They're now 5-8. They're only 3.5 games out of first place. The Cubbies are in first place by 4.5 games. Colorado out west is in first place over the Dodgers by one game. Oakland is in first place over Houston by a game and a half. And Minnesota is three games up on Chicago. And as Major League Baseball season sputters along, it's just not the same. I don't know if you folks agree with me or not, but it's just not the same to me this year. And I feel sorry for the players. I feel sorry for the fans, the owners. It's just, you know, you wait to see what the COVID-19 reports are every day. And now, because the different teams that have been having problems, Major League Baseball is tightening its virus protocols, including masks in dugouts, because they can't afford to have too many more teams have outbreaks and continue on with the season. And how about the University of Connecticut? They canceled their football season amid the pandemic fears. They called it an unacceptable level of risk. Now, I love UConn, don't get me wrong, but it's not a big thing if you cancel the UConn football season. Now, you cancel the UConn women's basketball season? That's a big thing. Even the UConn men's basketball team. But the UConn men's football team, yeah, I think that the college can get along without it for the time being. All right. Anything else going on in sports, really? I guess so, but I guess not under my watchful eye with what's going on. So that is our check on sports with me substituting for Mike Kazi this morning.